I'd like to introduce you to a little invention of mine. It's a new musical instrument. I call it the kalimba, and it sounds like this. It's the result of many years of study of the musical instruments of the African continent. It has no English name, but may best be described as a very small hand piano. It's only about 7 or 8 inches long and 5 inches broad, and it's made of metal and has 15 notes. You hold it between the palms of your hands, with the tips of the notes towards you, and gently pluck the ends of the notes with your two thumbs only. The method of playing is simplicity itself once you discover just where the notes are placed, and this is one of the charms of the kalimba. I've arranged the notes not in one straight line like the piano, but on alternate sides. Now this makes it much easier to play up and down the scale, for example. And it also allows you to play 3 or 4 note chords as well, which you couldn't do if the notes were set out in one straight line. The present model of my kalimba is a diatonic instrument, and that means it's tuned to one major scale, like this. This is the scale of G. And of course one minor scale as well, the scale of E minor. Now for a simple tune, a very simple one. The chimes of a set of bells, for example. The 15 notes of this little kalimba give you a full range of 2 octaves. All the way from here, right down to there. 2 octaves. Now here's another thing. How to play chords. You'll find that the 2 harmony notes you need for most of the 3-note chords are on the opposite side, the 1 melody note being played by 1 thumb, and the 2 adjacent notes on the other side by the other thumb. Like this. If this one is played by the left thumb, the harmony notes are on the other side played by the right thumb. Or the other way around. This played by the right thumb, and these 2 by the left. And so on. Absolutely anyone can start to play the kalimba right away and enjoy this clear, bell-like little instrument. Incidentally, you don't need to be able to read music to play the kalimba, but if you do, you'll notice one thing right away. All the notes played by the left thumb on this key, that is the key of G, are notes printed on the lines. And all those played by the right thumb are those printed in between the lines. Could anything be simpler? So now I'll play for you a few typical tunes which you'll soon be able to play for yourself. Remember, you mustn't pluck the notes hard. Just stroke the tips very gently, and that's all you need to bring out the tone. Incidentally, you'll notice that there are 2 holes on the underside of the body. One is the usual tone hole, which you'll find on any instrument, and the other one, halfway up the body, is for the 2nd finger of your left hand. You open and close this hole while you're playing, and that produces a vibrato effect, like this. Now, first I'll play you a very well-known old melody by Bach, a little piece of it. The well-known tune, Jesu, Joy of Man's Desire. Thank you. Now, here's an old German tune I'm sure you'll know. There are many other tunes you can play on this little instrument. In fact, there are so many, it's difficult to choose one. Let me play you an old English one. Something like this. So we say, London Bridge is burning down. Now for a Welsh one, a very well-known Welsh one, and this is very easily accompanied on a guitar. Let's try it, The Ash Grove. Christmas carols go particularly well on this little kalimba. You can pick out almost anyone. Let's try the First Noel. Now I'll play you just one more tune to show you how my little kalimba, which is so small it'll fit into your pocket quite comfortably, how you can take it out and play almost any tune you like. I'll play you Drink to Me Only with Thine Eyes. So you see what an excellent little pocket musical instrument the kalimba can prove to be. It can be played by anyone with a ear for music, from children who find great fun in picking out the melodies, to anyone who likes the fun of a very personal little music maker. It's not intended to be a loud instrument, on the contrary. It's a friendly and charming one. It can be played equally well by an invalid lying in hospital, or by young people out beside a campfire or at home in the evening. In fact, it can be a constant musical companion.